The calendar is finally showing the month of March, and the madness is in full force as the first set of the postseason hardware is on the line tonight. Good evening from Cass City, Michigan, the host of the MHSA Tournament District 96 Championship. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight. And to the right of me, as always, the one and only Coach John Moody.
Well, Clark, it's been a quick week here in Cass City, and it is great to be in Red Hawk country for this district championship.
Back with us again is the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, Mr. Paul P. Adams.
Hey, I just walked over from my apartment here in Cass City since I've been here all week. Looking forward to a district championship.
When we began on the road to the Breslin Center just 5 days ago, six teams had a chance at the district championship. Now just two teams remain, and they're no strangers to the finals. The three-time defending district champions, the USA Patriots, will try to hold serve tonight and make it four in a row as they'll be taking on a pesky Bad Axe Hatchet squad.
You know, this really wasn't an easy road for the two finalists tonight, even though at times they made it look very easy, especially with the final scores. Now, wouldn't it be nice to have a close game tonight?
Each Bad Axe and USA have already defeated two opponents this week, playing on Monday, Wednesday, and now Friday. The USA Patriots have had two commanding victories, as they have all season long, but the Hatchets have had some shaky moments, but more importantly, responded well when the going got tough, and they have a chance to end the Patriot reign tonight.
One thing is for sure, both squads have employed various strategies and ways to approach their opponent. They've seen it all. I would expect each team to know exactly what the other one does well, and we'll see what happens after that.
What I like about this matchup is if USA is going to make it four straight, they are going to have to earn it. This Bad Axe squad has the defensive ability and the offensive potential to be a potential upset here tonight.
Over the course of the next 40 minutes, we'll take you through what to expect of the District 96 Championship. March Madness is finally here, and you're listening to the WNLW Sports Network being powered by Anger Valley Services.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Founded in 1896, Bayport State Bank opened its doors with a commitment to our local area's financial needs. Today, 121 years later, we're still proud of the way we do business. Hi, I'm Teresa Snyder, President and Chief Operating Officer of Bayport State Bank. Our objective has always been clear: service, community, and commitment to our thumb area while providing superior financial services. Being a locally owned and managed bank allows us the flexibility to meet your loan requests quickly. So whether it's approving your loan application or offering a range of deposit accounts, we are committed to providing you the very best in banking services. Call us today and ask us about our totally free checking account with no required minimum balances. Means you have more of your money in your pocket.
So if you're looking for a bank, go with your local bank, Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need a switch to the talk of the thumb.
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring.
or stopping by our Vision Center, Senior Living, our Wellness Center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb. It's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Dog of the Thumb, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Bailey Enterprise of Bubbly, Kohler Propane, knowing as you gas like Kohler's, More Motors of Carroll, and More Shoreline of Sebring, 3 Point Chiropractic, Bayport State Bank, Flannery Audubon, Thumb Bank and Trust, USA Schools, Tri-County Realty, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service in Stacks Market of Owendale, and Sure. Better health, better life, are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services, first broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and Agri Valley Services on the blazing speed of their 4G LTE wireless network. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WNLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams with you right now before on the eve of the District 96 Championship here. 31 minutes away from tipping things off. The hatch itself, hold on. Gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Doing good. It's a Friday night district championship. But if you can't get excited for this, you're in the wrong business.
That's a good way of putting it.
We're having people arrive early and everything. They're excited.
We're hoping for an atmosphere here tonight, which we have not really experienced the full majesty of this gymnasium. With a raucous crowd.
I think both student sections are going to be right on, though. I think they're going to do their thing.
You have faith tonight.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the two teams in front of us tonight. The Bad Axe Hatchets entered tonight at 15-5 overall. Two district championships since 1969 in their tow. They finished 9-3 in divisional play. That's second place in the Greertham West, tied with Reese. Mark Krug has been the coach for 6 years now, going 74-50 in that time, winning just about 60% of all games coached. In that 6 years, Mark Krug and the Bad Axe Hatchets have accrued two league titles in 2015 and 16 and one district title in 2015. On offense, Bad Axe is the third best offense in the Greertham Conference of all 14 teams, averaging 53.1 per game. They jumped up two spots since Monday from 5-3 already. On defense, they have the third best defense as well, averaging 45.3 per game. And they held USA to their lowest point total of all season at 46 points. An average margin of victory for Bad Axe of 7.8 points. That's the third best in the Greertham Conference, but still behind USA and Reese, both those teams still alive, in 16 points less than USA. A year ago, Bad Axe went just 5-15. A year later, they have completely flipped the script, currently going 15-5. As part of that, the Hatchets won just one ball game in their last 15 games last year. Entering tonight, Bad Axe has won 13 games in their last 16. No matter how you look at it, that's the sound of a train jumping back on the tracks.
Yeah, there's always thrills and spills along any path, but for the Hatchets, they're going to need to go ahead and look back at all their experiences, especially with USA, and display an understanding of what they've learned all the way along the road, and then understand